Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. Golly, if you missed any portions of hour number one, I hope that you'll tune in. Rick Manning and I had a great conversation. And one of the things that we talked about is the trucking issue. There will be articles coming up at the website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Should be up here in a little bit. You can sign up for those articles, by the way, by going to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get signed up at the website. And we would love for you to be able to be connected in that way. We want to welcome, and then we also talked with a gentleman named Brett Oob, and Brett is a motivational speaker, also a pastor's kid. He is also the owner of five car dealerships in Louisiana. And travels and does motivational speaking. My next guest is the author of the book, From Queer to Christ. From Queer to Christ. 25 years in the homosexual lifestyle he spent. He also is a pastor's kid and came to a place of seeing that lifestyle as something that was in opposition to God's plan and purpose. And he has stepped out of that lifestyle and evidences that there is a choice that can be made. A choice to break free from the bondage of sin through Jesus Christ. I want to welcome George Carneal Jr. to the program. George, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Greg. Glad to be back.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Well, so the Congress has passed what they're calling the Protect Marriage Bill, and the Protect Marriage Bill is their response to Clarence Thomas, who wrote in his opinion that by eliminating the it has to do with due diligence, but there's a particular legal precedent that has been around since Roe v. Wade. That's kind of how Roe v. Wade came to be. That my constitutional originalist attorney, David Shostakis, said we spend 3 years in law school trying to figure out exactly how to apply this, and we don't even understand it. Even when we graduate, we don't understand it. Nobody understands it because it's not legal. And that's the reason why they overturned it. But by overturning it, George, it also brings into question, because the Obergefell decision was predicated on the same goofy bill or goofy understanding of law. And so Congress decided we're going to address this by changing the law and making their this idea of same-sex marriage the same. So there we go. Talk to me about your thoughts when it comes to when they do this kind of thing in light of your background and understanding of living this lifestyle out. Talk to me about your thoughts when it comes to pushing this on kids.
Oh, that's a lot to unpack. Yeah. I wish people would understand that we know that God's word is clear about marriage being defined between a man and a woman. But as we all know, those who are awake, the Democrats are bound and determined to take everything that God deems perfect, everything that he defines as righteous in his eyes, to pervert it and twist it. And I think with the decision of Roe v. Wade, maybe the Democrats are getting scared and they're going to try to somehow keep the gay marriage issue from being overturned. It's something that never should have been passed to begin with. And to be quite honest with you, there are a lot of gays and lesbians who don't even support the gay marriage issue. And sadly, it's not going to make any difference within the gay community because a lot of people don't know that when it comes to gay men, the marriage, the divorce rate is higher than the heterosexual counterparts. And it's even, I think, twice as high amongst the lesbians. So I really don't understand why this push. But I think, of course, Greg, the bigger agenda is always anything that will just pervert and distort what God has deemed righteous and perfect and holy. They're bound and determined to twist it and to just, I don't know how to say it. It's so frustrating just what they are doing to this country. Yeah.
Well, and to go back to what I was saying, so it's called substantive due process. The article that I wrote about it is called Hope for America. The King has been restored to his throne June 28th, 2022. And it's based on what Thomas wrote. Which is saying that this substantive due process is how they came to the conclusion or the determination regarding Roe v. Wade, regarding Obergefell, regarding the sodomy laws that they overturned as well in the mid-70s. And, you know, Alito told us, not Alito, Scalia told us back then, he said, look, you know, once the floodgates are open, they're going to come after the children. They're going to come after the kids. And I think, folks, that, you know, parents are waking up and saying, I don't want my kids sexualized and their innocence destroyed in this way. We just had Pride Month. And just what I told people would happen, happened. You had parades. And now, by the way, here in Texas, HEB is pushing the drag queen shows and the drag queen hours. And we have video of these men dressed like women, very scantily dressed. And they invite children to come and watch them perform, George.
If you don't mind me saying, just go back real quickly to the gay marriage thing.
Yes.
It was my understanding that the EU threatened sanctions against Hungary and accused them being, quote, anti-democratic for not supporting the LGBT propaganda being pushed onto the children. Whereas Slovenia recently just legalized gay marriage in spite of the fact that the country overwhelmingly voted against it 3 times. So this should show you when it comes to Democrats and the liberal policy, they are bound and determined to get their way in spite of what the will of the people can be or what they desire. With regard to the drag shows, I want Christians to understand this may look like cute and fun entertainment, but as someone who lived with a drag queen and is familiar with the drag world, it really is an adult-oriented show. And especially in the drag clubs where it's you are exposed to a lot of the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, and a lot of adult language. And this is something that children should not be exposed to. There are drag queens who have actually come out and said, why on earth would you hold drag queens up as idols to your kids, that these kids should not be at the shows? What they are doing is just grooming the children and getting them to, in a roundabout way, slowly see this as fun entertainment. So they become so desensitized to it that as they get to be adults and move into more of the perversion, they don't see anything wrong with it. It really is just a subtle programming to eventually push them into a world where I wish Christians would understand that the LGBT community, it has many issues, and it is a very dangerous life, a very sad life. And there's a lot of depression and suicidal thoughts and a lot of LGBT individuals who battle addictions. It is something that you don't want your children exposed to, but a lot of parents are really going to have to wake up and understand the agenda behind the agenda.
You I appreciate you, George, because, you know, of the background, the life, you were in it, you lived through it, you describe it very explicitly in your book, From Queer to Christ, and you talk about it. And one of the videos that I encourage people to watch is called From Selma to Stonewall, which really addresses a lot of the misconceptions about, you know, the homosexual lifestyle and the choice that is made and the breaking down of one's conscience and inhibitions. You just talked about that, the stealing of the innocence of the youth. Can you talk a little bit more about that, George?
Yes. You know, when I first went into the lifestyle, it was a very, to me, a glamorous world, and I had friends, and I thought that I was really well-liked, and I was being treated differently than I had when I was a kid and being bullied and felt like an outsider. But what people don't understand, and especially LGBT youth, is when you go in that world, it feels great. So then you feel like this is who I'm supposed to be. But within 3 years, I was already battling drugs and alcohol, and I was a prostitute, and I eventually attempted suicide. I was so depressed, and it took another 22 years before God would eventually get me out of that life. And I wish Christians would especially understand that when you go into that world, what is being presented by the media and Hollywood is nothing like the reality of that life and the dangers that are associated not only with meeting strangers for sex, but all of the sexually transmitted diseases and especially AIDS, which is hardly discussed in the media. But when you look at these youth who are 18, 19, 20 years old, who are already HIV positive and what they are going through health-wise, when you watch your friends die of this disease, it's really a sad wake-up call, but unfortunately it's not being discussed any longer. And I wish the kids really knew the pitfalls of what to expect when they go into that life. So I'm asking Christians to please wake up, stop listening to the agenda, but listen to those of us who've come out of that life, because we do share the reality of that world.
Well, and when we come back, the thing that I think needs to be understood is that this is about sex. Predominantly, it's about sexual addiction and sex. That's what it's about, and that's why it's not fulfilling. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, George Garneal Jr., and his book, From Queer to Christ. And folks, I have been, you know, two things that I tell you when I bring up the subject of LGBTQ, and it's one of the things God told me I needed to talk about and address the agenda. One is understanding it is an agenda. Please read The Overhauling of Straight America. Find it online and read it. That's number one. And number two, watch the documentary From Selma to Stonewall. And I'll get both of those combined into a blog post and get that out. If you get signed up at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com today, ChosenGenerationRadio.com today, I'll have that out probably tomorrow to give you an opportunity to get signed up over there. All right, so George, here's the thing. You know, you had young men that came from the Midwest on the subway into New York, going to experience New York and all the cool things associated with going to the big city for the first time. And that was their whole big deal. This is the late 60s, the early 70s. This is young people are, you know, expanding their boundaries and going and experiencing, you know, new cool things, so to speak. And they show up at the subway there near the Stonewall Bar, and these older men, lure them off of the subway with drugs. They take them into the bathroom. They drug them and they rape them. And now how do these young men call their parents who said, I'm really nervous about you going, Johnny. I'm afraid something bad can happen to you. How do you call dad and say, Dad, not only was I drugged, but I was raped by a man, the shame and the guilt. And this is why we are so adamantly fighting and pushing back against the grooming that's happening to our children in schools where their consciences are being pierced and their inhibitions torn down because of cute little books that they read called like Tango Makes Three about two male penguins adopting a little baby penguin, and that's supposed to be a fun little family. But the violence that's associated with the sex that happens between two men, it's violent sex always. It's never not violent because it's unnatural for a male member to enter into the back end of another male. It's violent. George, am I overstating any of this? Am I misstating? I mean, truthfully, am I off base here?
No, I want people to know that what you are saying is the truth. And I know a lot of gay men will say, well, it's not every time we have sex, it's violent. But overall, I wish Christians would understand that in that world, it really is sex driven and it really is geared towards the young, quote, meat, new meat on the market.
Chicken.
And a lot of sexual violence does happen. I was sexually assaulted as well. And there are numerous guys who go into that life. They get addicted to the lifestyle. And I've seen successful gay men, good looking men who take care of themselves, have something traumatic happen to them, get involved in that lifestyle, get on drugs, become HIV positive, lose their businesses, and become gay prostitutes. I've seen so many people's lives destroyed as a result of getting addicted to that lifestyle. But as I was saying to Greg, and I've said many times, if people would look at the root core issues of what causes a person to go into that lifestyle, if they could get the right kind of counseling and healing, it would help with what is driving the behavior of going into that life. Even those with, who are struggling with gender identity, it is all a lie, and the media and Hollywood, they are not being honest with the public. So when Greg is speaking about this, I'm asking people to take seriously what is being said. There are too many casualties of so many gays and lesbians who have come out of that lifestyle, whose lives have been decimated and destroyed as a result of believing the lie that happiness can be found in that life and that it is okay to be gay and that we are under grace and God is okay with it. It's all a lie.
And it's so important. You know, again, man, I'm so glad that you said that. We are not under grace to continue in sin. And I think it's so important to understand the destructive nature of this issue. Talk about the suicides. We've only got about a minute left, but can you close in this final minute with just kind of a powerful implore to people to understand the unnatural consequences of churches saying, oh no, this is okay. 30 seconds.
Okay. If they have more questions, they can contact me at georgecarneal.com. That's my website, Carneal, N-E-A-L. I just want to say real quickly, regardless of whatever it is that you are doing, be it heterosexual or homosexual, if God defines it as wicked, you will never find peace in that life. And that's why so many LGBT individuals are depressed, because they've bought the lie and they're not finding the peace and the joy and the contentment they thought they would. But when you are doing something that is in direct opposition to God's will and that God's word deems an abomination, you will never find that peace. And I know, because I was depressed and suicidal and attempted suicide, and I can't tell you the number of individuals who have attempted suicide or have successfully done it. It is a very depressing life, and the statistics will show that suicide is much higher amongst the gay, lesbian counterparts and transgender versus the heterosexual counterparts. It is a very sad and destructive life.
All right. We're out of time. George Carneal Jr., please go to the website. Please, please, please consider buying the book. And again, the name of that book, From Queer to Christ, it will really open your eyes to what this is all about. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. Okay, gosh, there's so much for us to be engaged and involved in. I really want to encourage you. It's going to be so very important that our senators hear from us. In fact, you know what? Let me do this. Let me give you an example of what that sounds like. Here we go. And this is calling the Capitol switchboard. So here's how you do this.
Robert, how may I help you?
Hi, yes, John Cornyn's office, please.
Sure, one moment, sir.
Thank you very much. Hope you're having a blessed day.
Hello, this is Senator John Cornyn. Thanks for calling my Washington, D.C. office. For general information regarding my office locations and operating hours, please press 1. To leave a comment regarding current issues of interest, please press 2. If you'd like to speak directly with a member of my staff, please press 3. To hear this message again, please press the star.
So we're going to try to speak to a staff member and see what happens. A lot of times you can't, and you have to go into the general mailbox, depending on the senator. So we're making the phone call to Senator John Cornyn's office. And just so you get an idea, again,
Senator Cornyn's office.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Could I get your zip code, please?
78003. I live in Bandera, Texas. My name is Pastor Greg Young. I'm calling from the Chosen Generation Radio Show. Please don't be nervous. I'm not asking any questions or any opinions. I do want to let you know that I'm sharing with my audience the polite and
I'm
proper.
I'm sorry, Sue. I don't take any press requests. I'm happy to this call isn't and a see press, if our press office is in if this you'd is, like to talk to them.
This isn't a press request. As a citizen of Texas and a constituent of Senator Cornyn's, I'm just simply calling to say, please ask him to vote no on the Protect Marriage Act that is being pushed through the Senate right now. So my name is Pastor Greg Young, zip code 78003, and I am asking for my Senator John Cornyn to please vote no on the Protect Marriage Act and not let it come to a vote on the Senate floor. That's all. That's it. And I appreciate it. And we're done. And I thank you for your service to the country by serving in Senator Cornyn's office. God bless you and God bless Senator Cornyn. Have a great day.
Of course. You as well, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So that's it. You know, and I understand. He's like, wait, I get it. The deal is that he's not the person who's going to speak to the press. And they're told that. And they don't want to get caught in a situation where some unfriendly press person says, oh, I got a quote from their office and what have you. So I completely respect that. But that's what you do. You call them. They ask your zip code because they want to make sure that they're speaking to someone who is a constituent. And that's appropriate. 202-224-3121. Now we're going to do Senator Ted Cruz's office. And we're going to leave a message with or speak to someone at Senator Cruz's office. Same process. Here we go. Busy day at the switchboard, I bet.
Can I help you?
Yes, Senator Ted Cruz's office, please.
you of a moment.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're having a blessed day.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. Thank you for calling my Washington, D.C. office. It is an honor and privilege to serve the great state of Texas as your United States Senator, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts and your comments. To leave a message for me about current issues or legislation, please press 1. For information regarding our office address and hours, please press 2. For instructions on how to submit a scheduling request, please press 3. To speak to a member of my staff, please press 0. And to repeat this message.
And we're going to try to speak to a member of the staff, just as we did John Cornyn's office.
Senator Cruz's office.
Hi, my name is Pastor Greg Young, and I'm calling to express something to, or just leave a message for the senator regarding the Protect Marriage Act.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, and I'm with listeners. This is a live radio show. This is not a media thing. I'm just expressing to them how they can call their senators to do the same thing in a very polite and friendly way. Just to kind of teach people how to be involved in the process. And I know Senator Cruz and the town halls that I get calls to be a part of all the time. He's always saying, we need more citizen involvement in our government. So I'm just showing people how to do that. So folks, here's what you do. My name is Pastor Greg Young. My zip code is 78003. I live in Bandera, Texas. And I would like to request that Senator Cruz please vote no on the Protect Marriage Act. That's a no. And if possible, that they don't even let it come to the floor for a vote.
I can certainly pass along your opposition to that bill to the senator, sir.
I so greatly appreciate it, and tell him that I greatly appreciate his service to our state. I'm dear friends with his dad, Raphael. And we pray for the Cruz family every day. So God bless you all, and God bless all that you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you make a friendly call to your senator. Now, you may have a senator that doesn't agree necessarily with your perspective or your opinion, and you may not get the same friendly, warm feeling from them, but still remain friendly. All you're doing is registering, hi, my name is, and my zip code is, and I reside here, and I'm a part of your constituency, maybe not the one that voted for you, and you don't have to say that, and then leave your comment. The number to call is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol switchboard, and that will get you connected to them. So you can do that. And I really encourage you to get engaged and get involved with regards to that. And there are a lot of issues that are going on that I believe are significantly important and that you need to consider being a part of and being involved with. How about this? This is a story by Micaiah Bilger. Many women abort their unborn babies in the third trimester for the same reasons women have abortions early in pregnancy, according to a new study. New study confirms. This is Live Action News Reports. The study from the ANSIRH, a pro-abortion research group at the University of California, contradicts the popular claims that most late-term abortions happen because of serious health problems with the mom or her unborn baby. The reasons people need third trimester abortions are not so different from why people need abortions before the third trimester. The circumstances that lead to someone needing a third trimester abortion have overlaps with the pathways to abortion of other gestations. And here's more from the report. Another woman was homeless. The abortion facility took her money, killed her baby, sent her back into her situation, leaving her to fend for herself. In contrast, a pregnancy resource center would have walked with her and given her real help. The study mentioned four cases in which the baby had a disability. If these were the only cases, that would mean abortions for this reason were 14.3% of the total, far fewer than most people think. There are a few statistics about the number of late-term abortions on viable unborn babies in the U.S. every year, but estimates put the number in the thousands. Unborn babies are viable at about 22 weeks of pregnancy now, thanks to modern medicine. According to Guttmacher Institute, a pro-abortion research group, 1.3% of abortions in 2012 were done at 21 weeks. Considering there are 900,000 a year currently in the U.S., a rough estimate put that number at approximately 11,700 late-term abortions annually. And again, the study is showing that late-term abortions are being done for the same reason as early-term abortions. And that's just basically healthy moms, healthy babies, and they don't feel as though they have any other option available to them. How terrible is that? That we are not creating better options for these women. That's something the church should be engaged in. Pregnancy resource centers offer those options. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. A couple quick things. I want to encourage you, please use the code CHOSEN for free activation. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. Everybody is using a cell phone these days. Why not support a Christian, conservative, biblically based cell phone company like Patriot Mobile? Go to PatriotMobile.com/chosen for free activation. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. Also, I want to encourage you, starting next week, starting on Monday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, for the entire week, we're doing a CGR Wellness Week with Tim Schaff. And he is a 40-year expert. He's been practicing naturopathic medicine for 40 years. and he's going to be here to express and talk about products that you can get through CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. Up here in the corner, you can see it. If you're watching us on screen, use the code ChosenGenRadio for your orders of $50 or more. I use these products every day. I use Vibe. I use Resvante. I use UltraShot, which gives you a boost of energy. I use Flex for all of the muscular stuff that I'm dealing with and so forth out of my accident. I use the Cell product that I use every single night that gives me the minerals that your body needs to rebuild every night. Every day I use these products. I use Cold Buster when I get a little bit of a cold. And I'm telling you, these are great products. They work incredibly well. And my health has improved dramatically since last October when I started taking this stuff. It works. It just works. So I encourage you to take it. Get signed up. CGR Wellness. Also, right up here, Seed Harvest Blessing Challenge. Please, we need your support. Really, we do. We need your support. $1. $1 would be great. $5 would be great. $10 would be great. If you can do more than that, that's fantastic too. Cash App, the $ Pastor Greg CGR. That's using Cash App. Just go to Cash App, $ Pastor Greg CGR, or Venmo at Chosen-Generation Radio. And I'll tell you what, $25 or more, for $25 or more, I'll mail you a copy of Michael Dougherty's book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, which explains why the substantive due diligence and why the EPA case that was recently addressed, where they talked about the administrative state, they didn't go far enough. But this explains why it's so important. We'll get you that book if you'd like it. Another book that we're giving away here is The Road to Tyranny by Don Jans. The Road to Tyranny by Don Jans. You can request either one of these. A $50 donation or better will get you both, and we'll mail it to you. A $50 donation or more. And look, you're helping our India ministry. You're blessing what we're doing in India, and you're helping us here with the radio program as well. It makes such a huge difference. You can make a difference. Seed Harvest Blessing. Again, right here. $1, $5, or $10, or as I said, $25 for a book, one book, $50 for two books. Let me put this out here too. This is a book by Rick Scarborough called Enough is Enough. You can request this as well. A Practical Guide to Political Action Plus Why Christians Must Engage. It's forward by Tim LaHaye. Rick Scarborough. I've only got three of these. Only three of these. $25 or more, and just write Enough is Enough. Message me at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And let me know that you made a donation. You can use, again, Cash App, $ Pastor Greg CGR, $ Pastor Greg CGR, Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio, or all the way up here, use paypal.me/Pastor Greg, and you can put a note in that. paypal.me/Pastor Greg, $1, $5, $10, or to get the books, $25 for one book, $50 for two books. We need your support. And the CGR Wellness up here, we get a percentage of this. Not only do you get the benefit of the product and good health, but we get the benefit of a donation directly from the company. Chosen Generation, go to patriotmobile.com/chosen to support them. And finally, right here you see it, greenfueltabs.shop, greenfueltabs.shop. If you're looking to save money on your gas, If you're tired of these crazy high gas prices and you want to improve your gas mileage and save some money at the pumps, we're saving money right now. We're saving money right now on our 2015 Toyota Camry using these tablets. The tablets cost $2.50. You can do $25, treats 100 gallons. Try that. See how that works for you. I can tell you that the longer that you use it, the more you'll see results. It takes time to clean out your engine, to understand the process of it. So it does take some time depending on the age of your engine and so on. In some instances, you'll see it almost immediately. We saw it, I think it was the second or third tank is when we began to see the big savings. So encourage you to check that out. All right, getting ready to go into hour number three. James Hurston is going to join us. We're going to talk with him about Hollywood and the radical stuff that's going on out there. And Judd Dunning will be with us as well. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more programming coming up for you here at Chosen Generation Radio, chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up. We'll have our articles going out to you shortly. I just checked with Michael, and they are going to be coming out this morning. ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and lots of great articles that are up over there right now. Lots of information you're not going to find in the general media, but we send this stuff out every single day. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.